this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government forces have retaken a hospital after a deadly fight with Islamic State militants. The hospital in Deir al-Zor came under attack Saturday following a dawn offensive by the militants on the besieged eastern Syrian city. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces and detained some medical staff from the hospital. The fighting in and around the hospital also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters. Also Saturday, a car bomb exploded in northeastern Syria, killing at least 2 people and wounding 5 others. Hezbollah said Saturday that its investigation has revealed that an explosion that killed its commander Mustafa Badruddin was the result of artillery attacks by what it called Takfiri or Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said it was not an Israeli airstrike, as originally reported. Officials said the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based war monitoring group says that there's been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Egypt has sentenced 51 people to 2 years each in prison for protesting against a decision last month to cede 2 Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The deal to hand over the islands in the Straits of Tirwan drew sharp criticism of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Critics accused the Egyptian president of selling the islands to Saudi Arabia in return for investments. Saudi and Egyptian officials say the islands belong to the kingdom and were under control of Egypt by request. This is VOA News. Nigeria has called on Western and regional powers to do more to stop the threat of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari hosted leaders from France, Chad, Benin, Cameroon, and Niger, as well as top diplomats from the United States and Britain Saturday. The summit's final communique called for a combination of hard and soft power to end the threat. Before the summit, Buhari told those gathered that the main problem is rehabilitation of destroyed infrastructure and caring for displaced persons.
It is a matter of concern for people of conscience to learn that in Nigeria there are at least 2 million internally displaced persons. More than 60% of those are women and children.
Boko Haram's current nearly 7-year insurgency has spilled beyond Nigeria's borders. Attacks in Cameroon, Chad, and Niger have killed at least 20,000 people and forced more than 2.6 million people to flee their homes, including 300,000 children. 3 people were killed and 24 others were wounded Saturday in a massive brawl at Moscow's largest cemetery. Witnesses said the fighting was sparked by rivalry between ethnic groups battling for control of the burial services business. Police and witnesses said about 200 people, some armed with guns and other weapons, took part in the clashes. More than 90 people were detained after riot police broke up the brawl. Moscow's city health department said that 3 people were killed and 23 were hospitalized, 4 of whom were seriously injured. President Obama and hip-hop artist Macklemore joined forces in the president's weekly media address to call on the U.S. Congress to fund more treatments to fight opioid abuse. The Grammy Award-winning rapper shared his own experience dealing with substance abuse and pleaded for anyone going through the same to seek help.
Addiction isn't a personal choice or a personal failing, and sometimes it takes more than a strong will to get better. It takes a strong community and accessible resources.
Mr. Obama said that Congress needs to realize addictions often start at home and not on the streets.
Addiction doesn't always start in some dark alley. It often starts in a medicine cabinet. In fact, a new study released this month found that 44% of Americans know someone who has been addicted to prescription painkillers.
The United States represents only 5% of the world's population, but Americans consume 80% of the world's supply of pain medication. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B